Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Here is if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right. Doggone it, I'm here, you here, and it's time to get late. I mean, you guys probably not going to recognize me when we get to talking, because I'm in such a good mood. I can't help it. You don't know what it does for you to wake up doing what you want to do, and I ain't talking about this shit. I'm talking about that SW got me sprung. I totally believe in promoting you. I try to establish that by doing exactly that for myself. You know, some people are turned off by a person that toots his own horn, but I'm not. Because I'm not just tooting my horn to toot it. I'm tooting my horn, keep me going. I don't care when I toot my horn and you don't believe it. So just like I don't care when you don't believe it, I don't care if you do believe it. I only care that I'm brave enough to open my mouth and say with confidence what the fuck everybody else think they got to keep quiet about because they don't want to be bragging. Man, please. If you think I'm bragging, it's because you motherfucking jealous. Because all I'm doing is telling you what the fuck I'm doing. Now, this is my goddamn show, Down and Dirty. We talk about real shit. Of course, this is my pimp show. But I don't just be talking about pimping on here. Half you motherfuckers ain't no pimps nowhere. I'm the kind of motherfucker, I believe that the motherfucker that's you bragging, I believe those people are insecure. And I just believe they would have you believe that the person who's tooting their own horn is the one who is insecure. Shit. Think about it. When you toot your own horn, you're bringing attention to what you're doing. And if you was insecure, you wouldn't want that attention because you'd be worried about failing. And if you fail, everybody would see it. So that analogy don't make sense. But I bet you now one of you motherfuckers could tell me that's not how you seen it. See, this is why I fucks with y'all. This is why. Because you don't know how to think. You just think. See, I know how to think. If you learn how to think, then you'll quit going on emotions. Excuse me. I know you guys are all men or males, grown males. And I'm going to tell you something. I just believe it takes more courage to toot your horn than it does to be quiet about your successes. Why I feel like that is because when you let people know what you have done or what you expect to do, you are further obligated to do what you said. This is how I think. You don't have to think this way. But I bet you if I get to talk to you next year on this same day, your ass will be thinking the same way you're thinking right now. And watch what I be doing next year on this day. I'm not going to sit up and let people's scary ass bullshit change how I am because I'm talking to a gang of people. I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not. Well, I don't give a fuck if you don't believe me. I do give a fuck if you do believe me. But if you believe me and you think I'm going to hold your hand because you believe me, you just mistake. You just are. So that brings me to the five no's. See, my alumni, they haven't got this yet. But I bust, man. We don't do shit for nothing. So every letter of the alphabet will become important to my goddamn students. Because we're going to think of something that deals with every letter, and the words that we be thinking will start with that letter. You know why? Because I'm sharp enough to make them sharp enough to be able to do that. That's why that's a future lesson. Yeah, you can hear that lesson. Go do it, motherfucker. Don't do it. I ain't scared. Take that lesson I just told you and go do it. Now one of you motherfuckers will be able to do it because you ain't got no program. You don't believe shit. All you believe is just talking that shit about being a motherfucking pimp. Man, I believed in that shit and I pimped. And when I stopped believing in that shit, man, I still was a motherfucker because I was a motherfucker before I was a pimp. I just learned how to be a motherfucker as a pimp. Just like I learned how to be a motherfucker as a big old square. I ain't like y'all. See, I don't need all that bullshit to make me go. And if these motherfuckers keep fucking with me and SWU, they ain't gonna need none of that bullshit all y'all need. Sit up, you wanna ask all these fucking questions, and then when a motherfucker give you the answer, instead of you goddamn trying to see the sense in it, you want to break it down and give me some more of your insecure bullshit. Well, thanks to SWU, I do not fuck with that no more. If you don't believe me, I ain't got shit to say trying to prove nothing. Nothing at all. You know why? Because I've already proved every goddamn thing I ever said to any one of you motherfuckers. All you got to do is watch me. I ain't scared. All you guys are scared. Scary motherfuckers. We want to act bad. I don't act bad. I am bad. That's why I ain't got to go outside and tell a motherfucker I'm bad or put some kind of shirt on talking about I'm bad or put whatever the fuck broadcast and I'm bad. No, I don't do that shit. When I pimp it, yeah, I ain't tell no, well, I might have told another motherfucking pimp I was pimping, but I ain't, man, fuck you, motherfucker. If you can't see what I'm doing, you too stupid to even talk to me. Shit. I'm about it. And if you want to be about it, you better get some attitude. The correct attitude. Now, getting to the five no's, I know. I know I take a long time sometimes, but that's just how I am. Hey, you guys, and plus, I'm going to be on every time I say that you used to be being on. But what I'm not going to do is be ringing a bell trying to have you come. You want to listen to the Down and Dirty, I'm on every Thursday. The only time I'm going to put some up is when I ain't going to be on, to let you know, not to look for it. You know why I'm going to do that? Because I don't babysit no motherfuckers, but I am responsible. So if it's on me to let you know I'm not going to be home. But since I didn't told you I was going to be home, then you ain't got to look for no whatever Facebook post, because you know the number and you know I ain't bullshitting. So let's understand some shit. We finna talk. Well, first, let me tell you about these fucking no's. I got so much to say. I believe there's no apologies. I just don't believe you need to be apologizing for shit. Why apologize for being your damn self? I also believe you should not have no fucking fear. None. Well, I take that back. You should have some fear. And even when you're scared, you still opposed to do it. You have to have some kind of fear. You won't have the excitement of accomplishing if you don't. But I know you shouldn't have no shame. You shouldn't feel any shame about who the real you are or is. And that's the only you that you should present. You don't want to be another you. You do not mean disrespect. No disrespect. You don't mean any disrespect to any person by being yourself. But if you feel, or if a person feels that you being yourself is showing disrespect, then you have my permission to say, fuck that motherfucker. And lastly, no fucking regrets. You got to stop regretting the choices that you made to be who you are, regardless if you want to be a fake pimp or a real pimp. Nor will you regret the so-called friends that you're going to lose for being your damn self. These is the five no's that you need to have as part of your goddamn belief. And if you don't have no belief, then of course you don't need no apology. You don't need to know about no fear. You don't need to have no shame. You don't need to have no disrespect. And you certainly don't need to have no regrets. Because you ain't got no goddamn belief. You ain't got no position to even utilize having something like this. Last Thursday, I mean, you know, I don't be trying to overtly offend any of you motherfuckers. And I hope I didn't. But I'm just going to be rawer and rawer, because I'm feeling just more. I'm feeling more than I felt in a long time, because I'm getting to teach motherfuckers. And it took these three semesters for it to actually start showing. Man, you guys can't tell me shit. And we want you to come on and talk. I'm talking hella shit, but I ain't trying to keep you from talking to me. You can press one at any time, you know, but I'm just on one because I'm feeling it. You know, this is the down and dirty show, and what I do is work with motherfuckers that want to become motherfuckers. And most of you motherfuckers don't really want to become. Well, actually, that's all you want to do, is you just want to become a motherfucker. Most of you guys will never become a motherfucker because you just want to. See, when you decide to become a motherfucker, your want is recognized. I want to be a motherfucker. Now, if that's as far as you go, that's as far as you get, because you can't keep wanting to be a motherfucker after you want to be one. After you want to be one, you got to get out and become one. Unless, of course, you like you guys, and you'd rather sit up and talk to your partners about being a motherfucker because you know it's a such thing. But you ain't trying to become one. You're just talking. Another thing that we do at SWU. we try to tell the truth to ourselves and each other. Because we know the truth is a lie. See, you motherfuckers need this shit. And if you want to, and if you're sharp enough, believe me, you can sit and listen to my radio shows and you'll be able to get some at least. Man, I'm a goddamn author and I done wrote 20 novels. And I don't hear now one of these motherfuckers ever really asking me about that goddamn shit. I got a bachelor's in sociology with an education concentration. And I earned that degree because one of my goals was to educate the young men I ran into. And I know running into women, which is what you going to do, is a social thing. That's why I majored in sociology, the study of being social. What works, what don't work. I learned all that shit. I also have a master's in teaching and learning with technology. I earned that goddamn degree because I knew most of you motherfuckers I deal with is going to be dealing with the computer. And the only way I'm going to get to deal with you is through technology. And the tools I get you motherfuckers to use gonna have to be delivered through technology in one way or another. As you should be able to see, I'm serious as fuck about what I'm doing. I'm not a motherfucker to talk shit, although I do that too. I know if I wanted a motherfucker to take me serious, I had to be serious because I really want to teach. Now, goddamn it, you can reach me at AskRosebud with two D's at gmail.com. Go to my motherfucking site, AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com. You can Twitter, follow me, you know, at Mr. Rosebud. And you can go to either one of my sites, AskRosebud.com or DownAndDirty101.com. It's got all kind of information on all of them. But the school information is on AskRosebud.com. If any one of you motherfuckers on here really wanted to do some pimping, you break my door down trying to get this motherfucking game. Because as my students are learning, I'm well-versed in several facets of learning. The two we focus on is rote and active. I ain't going into it. They know what I'm talking about. You don't need to know because you don't want to know. You know enough already. My shows ain't based on talking to callers, but of course I prefer to talk to callers. And you know, the topic we're going to really get into about your belief system, you know, you should have some kind of ideas on having a belief. Last week, we was talking about integrity, and it was a prelude to the next four or five discussions we're going to have because I don't believe in making you do something that is self-helping. So what I do is provide it. That's all I do. You know, we going into what the fuck you need in order to develop a belief system, which is, if you don't know what a belief system is, it's a system your manhood will be anchored in. Now, I really shouldn't be doing this because it's making me kind of think about teaching, but I really want to know, do any of you motherfuckers have a belief system? Any one of them. I don't care. There's no such thing as a right or a wrong belief system. There's a such thing as a better one than you're using. but there is no such thing as right or wrong. So if I waited for one of you motherfuckers to press one, how long would I have to wait? All right, that wasn't that long. And both of them. Both of you motherfuckers. All right. God damn it, Sean. What's up? Do you have a belief system?
Well,
I see
things.
Dave
two
on
things.
Here too, man. Hey, hold on. Let me
two
see.
Two things.
Hold on, Sean. Dave, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 616. 617. Who is this?
What's up, Rosebud?
Hold on. All three of you guys. Hold on. Hey, don't all three of you motherfuckers don't say shit. But all you scary motherfuckers on there. See, this is what I'm talking about. If you get called out and you gonna sit there and let a motherfucker call you out, and he calling you out, and he say something foul because it took them motherfuckers 10 or 15 seconds, but evidently when I said y'all was punks or whatever, them motherfuckers, the board lit up. And all three of them motherfuckers is proud student of SWU. What's up, man? Go ahead, Sean. What's your belief system? I know you're that. Come on, man.
My belief system consists of me being the force that's as powerful as the sun. So that means that nothing can stop me. Anything that my beams hit, I could penetrate it. So anything that gets in my way is in trouble, basically. I have a question though. My question is, I see that you pop these live videos on YouTube. When is the best time to catch them? Because I always miss them.
Well, I don't really have a time that I do live.
Okay.
You know, I just get up and do them, or sometime during the day I do them. But don't worry, whenever there's one that's really gonna, you know, deal with something we dealing with, I'm a direct reporter, and there's several on there. So don't worry.
Okay.
We gonna get
okay.
to. I mean,
okay.
A lot of it's just me talking about SWU and shit that you already know. But at the
yes,
same
sir.
Time, a lot of them is really new shit. But anyway, man, I got you on that. And yeah, what you think I'm gonna do? Try to correct you on what you said? your belief system is? Come on, man. I ain't got nothing to say. Come
hold,
on, Dave.
Hold
what's
on,
your belief?
Here goes a little bit more, right? So. It goes a little bit more, right? So a lot of people is sitting around. When it comes to not knowing what you know, right? A lot of people was back in the days. A lot of people was slaves, and they could have got free if they only knew they were slaves. So you gotta know that. When you get a grip on that information that we learning at SWU, and you start applying it, it'll free you. And for me, it totally freed me, man. Life is just different for me at this point. But you can throw me back in.
Good, man. Dave, come on. 773, I see you. Don't go nowhere. Dave, what's up?
My belief system is you believe and work hard, and anything you want to do, you can achieve it. If you really put in the work and believe in yourself, you can do it. That's my belief system. Hard work and dedication.
What's your cameo? What's yours?
Well, mine basically is just rooted in being a man and being the best man I can be and rooted in accomplishing my goals. But my thing is, can you speak on when your belief system is really tested?
Okay, check this out. Let me see what's up. I'm going to put both of y'all back in, which I can't say nothing about the belief system because you have one. And when we work on it, if we do, because we're going to definitely get into it in school. 773, what's happening?
What's up? This is Mello. So
okay.
My belief system, honestly, man, is respect. You know, respect everybody. You ain't got to trust. You ain't got to trust everybody, but you got to respect. And then, you know, at the same time, you want to receive that same respect that you get. But I got a scenario for you. Like, this,
okay.
I wanted your opinion. This happened to me. This happened to me on Monday, matter of fact. So,
okay.
I ain't no pimp or nothing, you know. But I be, you know, I get bitches every now and then. Period. So the
right.
bitches I had like four of them with me. I brought them to this little pre-party or whatnot. Anyway, long story short, you know, when I bring them there, you know, I just kind of had them, you know, scatter around the little party or whatever. I'm not going to babysit them. And all of a sudden, I hear somebody say some slick shit. He say, y'all bitches need to come over here so I can slap y'all with this, you know, slap y'all with this money, you know, so y'all can start dancing or some shit. Now, again, like, you know, these ain't really my hoes, right? But at the same time, I kind of feel, you know, disrespected because I brought them with me. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, check
and,
this
and
out.
Honestly,
check this out. You said several things that, you know, you got what you deserve. Why would you bring four bitches with you if you don't want motherfuckers to see you with them four bitches? And since you got them four bitches, why would you let them motherfuckers scatter around to show everybody you a chump? Why would you get disrespected when somebody says some slick shit to the bitch? Because the motherfucking bitch should have said, motherfucker, fuck you, or something, maybe not like that. But the bitch should have stood up because she was with you. So, you know, you better ask my man about that, and you better ask so-and-so about that dancing. Otherwise, if I do it, it's going to be from instruction. I'm saying, man, you did everything wrong. Now, can you go on with this story? I doubt it, but I'm going to give you action.
No, you just summed it up. I mean.
So what I'm saying, brother, you got this is from lying to yourself, fellas. You guys just can't help it. You lie to yourself all the time. Now, let me show you how you lied to yourself. You got whoever, one bitch in the car, and you go to the same goddamn place. And you and the bitch get out. Go in there. Some motherfucker just asked her to take her clothes off. What the fuck you gonna do?
I mean, shit, it ain't mine, so let us do it, right?
Okay, if that's the case, I would, but I would have to say something. What I'm saying is, if you would have went with one bitch, you would have felt like a regular dude, and she would have been standing right next to you, blah, 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 respecting y'all was together. But no, you want to look fly. But you don't want to admit that to yourself. That's why you didn't think about what the fuck you was doing. So otherwise, if you were to say, man, I want to take all these motherfucking bitches with me. And then you thought about, man, you know, I ain't going to be responsible for all these four knucklehead motherfucking bitches. I don't know what the fuck they're going to do. Because what I'm saying is, how you know bitches wasn't shaking their ass, walking by them niggas, bitches wasn't looking at them, smiling. How you know all that? Because you wasn't watching them. Yeah, see, silence is golden. And you know when it's golden? When you know you right and the motherfucker you talking to know you right. That's when it's gold. That's why when people be quiet, I let them know I know you were quiet because you didn't know what the fuck you were talking about. Now you're hearing all this information. Now you're thinking. See, now you're thinking. What good is that going to do you? That shit can already happen, may happen again. So when did you be thinking, bro?
When it's
Call,
too late.
Are you? No, you shouldn't be thinking when it's too late. You should be thinking right now, and whatever day it do happen, you should be ready. Because you always should be thinking. You don't suppose to let something happen to you and make you start thinking. Anytime you get any action or anytime anything is going on right now. It ain't waiting for you to decide what the hell you want to do. It ain't waiting for you to none of that. You should handle shit right now when it happens because that's what you're supposed to do. So otherwise, if you brought them four goddamn rug head bitches with you that ain't gonna bust a grape, if you decided to bring them, you should have said to yourself, man, I know I might get some flack with this shit, but I'll deal with it. Okay, nigga, say something about spending some money. Pull your money out, motherfucker, and bring it over here. Visco, get out, ain't you, baby? Hey,
what?
You know, you stay ahead, bro. You can't get behind because it's too late then. You got to be thinking, man. All of you that's listening. That's why I can't sleep. I always be thinking. I can't help it. If you're not thinking, you off your job. You don't know what's going to happen when you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and need to go get a Slurpee or something and go to 7-Eleven. You don't fucking know. Man, I imagine so much goddamn shit. You motherfuckers would think I was crazy. I imagine so much goddamn shit. I imagine shit when I'm driving. I just imagine shit when I'm walking to my car from a store. I do. I imagine shit. My mind ain't here for nothing. And people can say that's paranoid. I don't give a fuck. I'm 65. I got a lot of partners that make it. Because they talking that shit. I ain't finna be one of them. My motherfucking ass is going to die because I just got so tired I couldn't live. I ain't finna die because I wasn't thinking. Period. You feel me, 773?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay, man. 678, what's up with you?
What's going on, man?
Yeah,
I was at the show, though, man. I forgot about the show. But, yeah, man, I thought what you were saying, but always got to be thinking. That's so true, man, because even earlier today, man, I had got off work, and I had went inside the gas station. And I seen these two bras, man. Well, I was finna get some gas first. And I guess they was in the Uber or whatever, but they jumped out the whip, and they walked inside the store, and I was kind of the last one coming out the truck. So once I got out the truck and I started walking towards the door, one of the friends looked back and looked right at me dead in my face. But see, I wasn't prepared though. You know, so I wasn't thinking, you know, what if I see two bras that I can just goddamn pull, or two bras that might be choosing. And
okay, but
stop.
That's not thinking. If you would have been thinking about some bras. Thinking is as you pull it up. It's like you ready. You don't know where the bitch at. You don't know where she at. You don't give a fuck. She can drop out the sky. You don't know. All you know is if you see a bitch, you at her. Now here you are going to get some gas, ain't had shit to say to nail one of them, and notice one of them eye you. If you would have been thinking, which is what I just explained thinking is, soon as you notice that, you would have got at her. What I'm saying is, listen, you needed her or some one of them to give you some action for you to start thinking. But since they walking out the door, that fraction of a second it took you to start thinking, they was gone. And I'm explaining this to you every day. That's how action is. You don't never know where it's at. You never know where it's at, man. You can't wait for the action and then be ready. Shit, bitches catch you off all the time if you do that. What you want to do is always be ready, god damn it. I don't care if I was bending down tying my shoe because I noticed the lace came undone. And when I got up, I seen somebody, I already know what to say to her. And when I get close enough, if she's too far away, when I get close enough, I'm going to be the figured how to say it slick enough to get my action. And then when I get to her, I might not even say it. I might be saying something else. Because just thinking about what to say, you're going to walk over there and goddamn it, you might come up with something slicker to say. But I know as soon as I get there, I'm going to have something to say. I know if she coming over, if I'm already pumping gas, then she pull up, to start pumping gas, and she pull up on my side or the other side or whatever side. I'm going to look if I really want to. Girl, we got to stop meeting like this. Sometimes they smile. And when they do, I'm saying something. Why? Because I was ready. I don't need to get ready. You shouldn't need to get ready. Nobody listening shouldn't need to get ready. But then again, the reason, rote learning is where I tell you stuff like this, and you hear it, and you revisit this show, and you hear it again, you say it a couple more times to yourself, and then you think you know it. You think you understand it. So now you're going to be ready. You hear me telling you that. And then you go out, and what happened? The bitch walked past, you don't say shit. Two more bitches walk past, you gonna say shit. Oh, I gotta get the right thing to say. Oh, three more bitches walk by. Walk by the store, don't say nothing to the bitch. Why? Because you ain't ready. All someone is lying to yourself about being ready. Why? You ain't ready. Because you don't have no foundation. You don't believe shit that's out there. So you're getting the results of a motherfucker that don't have shit on his mind but getting some pussy or whatever. Man, when a motherfucker get through fucking with me, they gonna be like me in this motherfucking regard. Bitches is gonna voluntarily fuck with them about some pussy. Because then they gonna realize that that's all they got to fuck with this motherfucker. And they gonna offer it. Period. And if you can't believe that, don't. I don't care. I know what happens to me. I know how many times I gotta play it off. I know this. I'm not, you know, trying to impress now one of you motherfuckers. I know if I start talking and that bitch say two or three words, I'm already know her. And I'm already say whatever the fuck I got to say that's going to have her knowing I know her. And you know why I know this? Because I believe it. Because I believe it. I fucking believe it. And in order to believe something, you got to do what it takes to believe it every day. So what I'm saying is you guys are the kind of motherfuckers to sit up here and say, oh, God damn, this shit he's saying is powerful. And walk right out of here or wherever you at and don't do shit as soon as you see a bra. See, I'm the kind of motherfucker, when I thought like y'all, and I'm sitting around some real pimps, and I'm saying, man, she didn't look right. The motherfuckers look at me like I'm a damn fool. What the fuck you mean she didn't look right? And I start trying to explain myself like you silly motherfuckers do. And they look at me and say, fool, that's a bitch. I didn't know the fuck they was talking about, but I learned. Shit. You don't think like that. You can't. Because if you get what you want, then what you gonna do? It ain't shit to reach for. Nothing is what I want except for what I think of. And everything I get, I'm gonna think of something else. Period. That's what keeps me going. So if I see a big fat bitch, I ain't gonna necessarily go say something to her, but if I see the action there, the pimp in me gonna say something. And I'm going to say, big girls always won. My thing, something. I'm going to say something. And she going to relax because I'm going to let her know I see your big old ass. I might even say my last girl was 370. I know what to say. I know what to say. because I know conversation. Because I have a basis of thought, a basis of belief. I have a basis that support me whenever I have a basis of belief that supports me whenever I'm in an unfamiliar or uncertain situation. And you know what that belief is based on? Being the most selfish and conceited motherfucker in the world. Now, education, right here. Everybody hear that? Oh, damn, selfish and conceited. Selfish. Selfish means making sure you do not allow anything, any kind of harm to come to you. You put yourself first. Why? Because how can you help anyone else if you ain't there? Conceited. I know that I know me better than any one of y'all. I don't give a fuck about a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I know me better than anybody. And I also know what I think than anybody. So who else better to know how to direct me? Shit.
You.
Can't nobody tell me shit. That's what I'm saying. And that's what my, not confidence, but my belief system is based on. 6, 7, 8, I'm going to put you back in. See, what I'm trying to tell you is the real deal. I'm not trying to make you buy no goddamn product. I give a damn. I already said that shit. I don't care if you buy no product. I only care if you do. And if you do, I'm going to lace you. Because everything I'm telling you has so many subtopics and so many, it goes so deep that, you know, all you got, you guys are happy with just surfacely learning whatever you learn, just on the surface. You don't ever delve into what you learning because you're too lazy. You don't want to do no critical thinking. All you want to do is the easiest thing possible. You want to get in line, and you want to stand in line and wait till it's your turn. And then when it's your turn, you'll walk through the turnstile, you know, and you'll do whatever you was waiting on. If you can do it, you'll wait hella long and don't even know if you can do it. Man, my woman will tell you, I ain't waiting on shit. I done ordered my food in one of them damn fast food places. And them motherfuckers took too long. Give me my motherfucking money back. Baby, be hungry too. Fuck that. I'm going somewhere else. But the time you get to go wherever you're going, we didn't have the meal. So fucking what? I ain't waiting. At least I'm in the car going to get a meal, and at least I ain't standing there waiting. It's better for me because I ain't waiting. You guys are satisfied with waiting. And you know why you're satisfied with waiting? Yeah. Excuse me. I already told you you don't have no basis of belief. But that's not the answer to that question. The answer is that you don't have no principles. You fucking don't. Okay, you do have principles. You ain't gonna wear your pants backwards like that little hip hop group used to do. You ain't gonna do that. All right. And you ain't gonna wear your left shoe on your right foot. You all right? Ain't really having principles. And let's say you don't know how to have principles. It's really simple to do. Once you start, and the way you do it is to be conscious of every statement you make all day. Make sure you're conscious of it. Don't go around saying shit that's half thought out. I don't care. Even at work, make sure you think of everything. When I say this, you know, this may result in woo, woo, woo. Okay. And you just, you know, even if it ain't shit, just do it. See, you, when you develop in your beliefs, every little thing you do, every little thing you think must be thought out to reflect your belief. See, most of us start out talking about, all right, then, I'm going to stop procrastinating. I did that because that's like a safe one. I'm going to stop lying to myself. That's another safe one. I mean, just about everybody who say they're going to change their ways or develop something new, they start talking about stop procrastinating or stop lying to themselves. And if you seriously want to develop a belief system, you're never too old to do it. And it's one thing for a fact. You can't be scary. You don't want to be scary because when you start out in, let's say, this life, especially, you know, trying to be fly, the life of trying to catch women, nothing is certain. Nothing is certain, fellas. I can tell you exactly what I said, but what the fuck does that have to do with the price of tea? If you don't say it exactly like I said, if you don't say it exactly the way I said it, if you don't say it with the goddamn intensity I had, and if you don't say what I said after I tell you what I said, then it ain't going to work for you. All kinds of goddamn things. When you, let's say you really want to be out there. First of all, you got to start, you know, fucking with a lot of rocks. So all kind of things going to happen when you get serious about your manhood. Because, you know, this life of a real man, it's like a roller coaster ride. It's thrilling. You know, so many things happen to you, making you doubt this, but still do all kinds of shit. Builds your character. I mean, I was talking to a couple of dudes, you know, in my group, and they made me realize that most dudes just don't know when they wasting their time, especially with a woman. Most dudes don't, they just don't know when they're wasting their time. Most dudes don't care that they're wasting their time. Even when they know, they see that this woman, something she did or said, oh man, I'm here. Well, not talk to her, but oh, you keep on talking anyway. See, my course does a lot for you, but some of the things you get from it is going to come from your perception of what's being said. So if I say you can't waste your time, and I know what waste my time means to me, and you know what waste your time means to you, does that necessarily mean we have the same understanding of waste my time? No, it doesn't. So what I'm saying is, man, I'm not going to waste. I don't think it's cool to waste my time. I have to have a way to tell if I'm wasting my time. And as soon as I see that I'm wasting my time, since I've told myself I'm not going to be procrastinating and I see that I'm wasting my time, I got to get the fuck up. See, you guys don't think it through like that. You guys would never think it through like that. I'm talking about in every aspect of talking to a broad. You would never think it through like that. Because you don't have a basis of thought. You think you're getting a basis here in me now. You are. But that base you're getting has about so many fucking of these to make it a base that you won't be able to stand on it in your lifetime listening to this shit. But it's cool. I'm telling you. Let's say one of the things we want to change is no more wasting time with women. Can anyone tell me what's the first thing you need to do so this can become a part of you? Somebody. I'm sure. Somebody except for fucking SWU students. 6, 7, 8.
Yo. Hey, can you repeat that one more time?
Okay. Let me tell you something else, brother. Was you listening when I said it?
Yeah, I was listening, man. I just need to hear it one more time so I can.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm asking. You don't know what I'm finna do, bro. Let me okay. Do what I'm finna do. You was listening when I said it, right?
Right.
What is the reason you want me to say it again? Why do you want me to say it again? Don't start lying. Just tell me the real reason.
So I can figure out how to answer.
Listen to me. What you supposed to do in a situation like that is keep your goddamn mouth shut, because I know you heard the question. So all you did was tell me that you didn't have an answer and you wanted to use or waste my time to fucking figure out an answer as I repeat the question. Now, did you see that, and am I correct?
Yes.
Listen to me, bro. I ain't on your case. Listen. What I'm saying is, everybody listening, see, this is an example of not procrastinating, because anybody else would have answered his fucking question, knowing he heard it, knowing he was just trying to figure out what to say or how to say it. But, bruh, which way did you get help? I'm sure you doing what you did is what you always do. So what I'm saying is, do you think you would do that again? As far as ask me, like, what did you say, man? Do you think you would do that again?
Yeah, I probably would, yeah.
All right. I don't think you would, because you know you should be listening. You know that if you do that shit with me, well, you answered wrong. See, stop. You didn't even say what you really wanted to say, right?
Right, but I got to explain that. I got to explain that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, come on, man.
All right, so
if you don't hurry up, if you don't fucking hurry up, you're wasting my time.
All right, so basically, one reason why I actually
stop. I don't like basically. That means what you got to say ain't shit. So why the fuck would you say that while you talking to me? Bro, I don't play. You play. I don't have time for it. I'm gone. 412, what's up?
What's up, bud?
Nothing much, man.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what you said, but you was asking about the actually, I don't remember, man. But if you could remember.
God damn it.
I don't remember exactly what you
said. This is what I said. If I said I'm not wasting no more time with women, what's the first thing you should do? I mean, if you said that.
Yeah, identify what wasting time is to you so you could recognize it when it's happening.
Okay, I'll accept that. But that's not what you should do. What you should do is say it to yourself a few times. And as you say it, let's say you say it five times. By the fifth time, it should have some sort of meaning to it as you say it. Why do that? Because all you're doing is telling yourself the same bullshit you tell yourself whenever you tell yourself something. Unless you do something different about telling yourself to make yourself see that you're serious this time. Because I am sure you didn't say it to yourself more than once, you ain't gonna waste no more goddamn time with women. Haven't you? And haven't you waited? Haven't you wasted some time with them?
Sure, I had one of my biggest problems.
Okay, but listen to me. You done already said you ain't going to waste no more time with them. So that means you see already it's a big problem for you. But the next, soon as one wink at you or whatever, you do whatever it takes to be near them so that you can waste your time. And you know why? Because you don't have a foundation. If you did, you would have a way to recognize when they're wasting your time in real time. You can see it as it's happening, and you wouldn't do it. Does not have to be, I got to get prepared. Oh, man, I see she's wasting my time. No, none of that. And you can get your ass up and walk right off if you want to, but we don't do that either. We have a way to see that we wasting our time, and then we will excuse ourselves once we see that. But what I'm saying is, it's about believing in something, which none of you do. None of you believe in shit. You just believe in whatever you heard that sounds slick, and whatever else you heard, slick or not. That's not how it goes, 412. It goes how you are what you eat, just as you are what you think. If you think lying to yourself is cool, then that's who you are. And that's what you will be doing on a continuous basis as long as you fucking live, unless you change. That's the cold part about this shit. It's up to you. If you want to change and you find a way to change, then it's up to you to make the decision to deal with that. See, so what I'm saying is I know my motherfucking students may not realize as much as they go realize that they have a belief system in its SWU, but I believe they do realize it. I haven't even brought, I'm telling you something I haven't brought them yet. Because it's really not time for them to hear that. Because they're in another phase of learning. That's why I don't care about telling y'all. Because I tell it out of order. I know it's going to make sense. I know you're going to like it. That's why I say it. But believe me, I ain't giving you shit. I'm not giving anything away. If I'm doing anything, I'm confusing you more. Because I'm just randomly saying shit to make my points. Everything I say is something I believe, and it's definitely a jewel. So it's up to y'all how you want to roll. 773, I'm putting you back in, 412. 773, what's up?
What's up? I mean, I feel like the best way to, you know, tell if a female wasting your time or not is read that body language. You know, if she rolling her eyes, she looking the other way, she not really engaging in what you're saying, you know. And then
you're waiting for her to tell you she's wasting your time. What if she keeps smiling? What is all that? No, that's wrong. Period, bro. I'm gonna be real. I ain't trying to be nice. That's wrong. Let me tell you, motherfuckers, how you do it. You have a way to talk to this bitch. Whereas you can tell by what she says if she's listening to you. Because one thing we know, bitches don't listen to you. soon as you say hello, they're comparing you with every other motherfucker that they didn't spoke to, and they only partially hear what you're saying. And I got a live conversation on one of my shows where I show a bitch exactly what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, if you see through, because you know your way of telling if they are wasting your time, soon as you see it, you test it, and then when your test show you, hey, baby, you know what? I got to go. And you just leave.
What?
Because she wasting your time. It ain't no guessing. It ain't got shit to do with what she doing. It got something to do with how sharp your motherfucking ass is. This is what catch the bitch once she see. It's a lot of them, when they see you in the brush, and they say, wait a minute, what's wrong? And you let them, girl, I don't fucking nobody waste my goddamn time. And what you mean waste your time? Look, I didn't ask you, and you didn't, you ain't answering right. So, well, okay, go ahead on. Well, I'm gone. You be gone. But then some of them confess. Damn, I was just trying to see what you was going to do. Well, this is what I'm going to do, bitch. I'm leaving. Wait, go. Okay, now, what you going to do? Come on, man. Game is a motherfucker. And if you don't have it, that's one thing. But if you have some and don't believe in it, you're going to get punished. You're going to be punished by seeing how much shit you do or miss. So it's up to you guys listening. 832, hold on, let me get 832. I'm putting you back in, 773. 832, what's up?
What's up, bud? Now, I was going to answer that question, but you answered it, because I was going to tell you what you taught me, you know, about how to tell if a bitch wasting your time. And you, your exact words to me was, you ask two or three questions, and if the bitch don't respond how you want her to respond, then you know she's wasting your time, so you got to move on.
Yeah, a little bit. See, but you don't really get it all. I did kick that with you, and that's part of it. But that's not it. See, that is part of it. But it's much more to it. And until you actually learn what you just surfacely learned, see, even though that was surface that you said, just using it obviously works. So what I'm saying is, I know what I say is jewels, and a person that take what I say and try it, they'll see it works. But imagine if you know what these motherfuckers is learning in goddamn SWU. What I'm saying,
right.
They're not getting parts.
Right.
They're not getting parts. They getting every little bit of what's supposed to be going on with what you said. Then they're getting full examples in real time. And they're getting the shit broke down as it happens in real time because it was recorded. So what I'm saying is, the significance of knowing what you know is going to do whatever it do for you, but it ain't going to do what it do for me. It ain't going to do what it's going to do for them students in SWU, because them students in SWU ain't just learning that part of it. They ain't even got to that shit. They ain't got to half the shit I said to y'all, because they haven't built that foundation they need. Once that foundation is built, we going further. And when we go further and that part is reached, we going further. Why? Because there's a system going on. There's a motherfucker that actually know what the fuck you talking about, ain't about selling you no goddamn products forever. I don't want to ever see you again after you graduate, unless you just saying hi. Hey, that's where I'm coming from, man. I ain't trying to make you no goddamn customer. I do not want you to be supportive of me like that. I want you to be supportive of me to try me, and then let's roll, because I ain't selling bullshit. I got motherfuckers that haven't actually, successfully got through it, laying dead to come back. and I left. Come on back, because it ain't about you paying me again. You already paid me. I don't give a fuck if it takes you four times. Because I know it takes a couple of years to get this shit. But you guys need quick fixes. So if you tell a motherfucker, one of you 21st century techno motherfuckers, man, I could do this shit in 90 days. And they trust you, they're going to jump on it. But I know goddamn well them motherfuckers coming back two or three times. And one or two motherfuckers might actually make it the first time. But those be motherfuckers that had the actual course for maybe a year or two before SWU started off. And we've been kicking it. They've been listening to my show, adding two and two, but they ain't been no punks. They seriously was trying this shit. And they go through the course, you know, and then when I do whatever, you know, they cool. I send them diplomas and shit. But I know this shit's going to take it. Who would fade me if I said, man, this shit might take 2 years? Man, come on, man. Ain't no motherfucker fading me if I tell them that. But that same motherfucker, listen, that same motherfucker come in there for 3 months and then don't get no diploma. Shouldn't he be pissed off at me? I told him 3 months. Yeah, but they be laying dead to come back. You know why? Because they learned so goddamn much that first time. They learned so much about themselves. They learned so much that they said to themselves, man, I know I can't go back, man, because shit, I ain't got no more money. And then I let them all know, man, because I read their mind. Hey, it ain't about no goddamn money. You already spent it. If you want to come back, I'm proud to have you back. And let me tell you something. The ones that's been doing good and the one, but they just wasn't progressing. This particular time, so far, which is on this the first week, I see a big difference. It's in because these dudes just took the time to let this shit soak in, and they see they ain't wasting their time, and they willing to go as long as it takes because they ain't fucking with no bullshit. That's why I never care about what any one of you motherfuckers say about me and my shit. I never care because I got dudes that should be fucking hating my gut because what I said for them didn't happen. But what I said did happen. What I said did happen and it's continuing to happen. They learning more about themselves so that they can have confidence. I didn't say, I'm going to show you how to catch a bitch. I said confidence will catch a bitch. I'm going to show you how to have confidence. And once you get confidence, I'm going to show you about conversation. And once you understand conversation, I'm going to hook you up with how to use conversation. I'm going to show you how to weaponize your goddamn words. Why are you going to be able to weaponize them? It's because you got the confidence to stand up and open your Uzi and talk. Yeah, because these motherfuckers is going to have Uzis for mouths. And they bullets is going to be words. And they're going to know how to spray motherfuckers like I do. Yeah. I don't talk to one motherfucker, even though I'm talking to you, Drew. I'm talking to thousands of motherfuckers right now. Whoever the fuck don't believe me, fuck you. That's how I do it. I don't care.
Nah, they gotta believe you though, man, because you know
they don't have to believe me, man. They do not have to believe me. They have to believe whatever they think. I can give a fuck. If they believe me, I care. But deep down inside, I ain't getting a fuck if you do believe me, because I'm telling you the truth no way. I ain't goddamn gonna be happy because you believe me. I'm telling you the goddamn truth. Try me. That's how I talk to these I don't talk to my class like that, but I mean, shit. motherfucker that paid me for some culture. You know, and you think I'm going to sit up and listen to you whine? Motherfucker, you crazy. What you going to do is suck it up, tell me whatever, and we going to kick it. Other than that, you didn't pay me for nothing because there ain't no money back. I ain't going for the crying. I ain't going for the trying not to understand what I'm saying straight up. I ain't going for none of that. And you want to, hey, listen to this. I didn't think this could happen. But I've gotten more firmer in what I believe because of SWU. They made me see, especially this semester, that my shit is about that motherfucker fucking with it. It ain't about my shit. If that motherfucker fucking with it is serious, he gonna get what he's supposed to get. And I can't make none of you computer-loving motherfuckers be serious, so it's up to you. I'm going to accept your money if you want to lie to yourself and tell me you want my shit so you can be a better man. I'm going to say, okay. Hey, Drew, I'm going to take you off, man. I'm sorry. Hey, I say, okay, you're going to take the money, but I would prefer you want to really learn something. That way, I'm being paid for my services. But I'm from the streets. And they don't turn down nothing but his collar. So if you just want to give me some money, shoot, I'll accept it. Because that's all you're doing when you lie to your goddamn self and you come talking about paying me. Shit. I ain't giving you no money back. Because I ain't making them kind of wild promises. The only promise I make is you get what you put in. And if you put 100 in, you get 100 out. And slowly but surely, all these guys that's dealing with me is learning this. They learning it at different pace, but I didn't even figure out how to deal with that. And I'm expecting in maybe 6 weeks, maybe not that long, maybe four. I'm going to see two or three or four or five motherfuckers that's already been fucking with me and they came back. I'm going to see them ready for something else. And I done already started another group so I could move them all over to the other group and keep rolling with them while I keep pressing the ones that's not going back. Come on, man. I'm a motherfucker that thinks. I'm not going to sit up and be happy because I'm making money. I made money all my goddamn life. Money don't make me. I make money. And I pride myself in what I do. I wouldn't even be happy getting money if I didn't really think that I was doing something for real. I ain't no con man. No shyster. Man, them niggas can keep their money. That's why I tell you guys that. Keep your fucking money if you think anything like that about me. I don't need it, bro. I don't need it like that. You know, I need it on the ego tip. And my ego is fed when I read them goddamn posts them motherfuckers putting in there up now in the group. Thoroughly thought out. All questions answered. I ain't got to do shit this semester so far. I ain't got to do shit but compliment these. A couple of them motherfuckers put some stupid shit up. And I just told them, you get an F, motherfucker, with this. Well, I didn't say motherfucker. I'm just saying, you get an F. But I don't give A's out. I'll give an F out. Because that's the only thing, that's the only grade you need. You're failing, fool. Because as far as an A, if you're doing what I'm saying, hey, how you do it is up to you. Every person is different. I can't expect you to sound like me or act like me or nothing. I can only expect you to do what the fuck the assignment says do. And if you do that and you don't see an F by it, you pass with an A. That's how I feel. I haven't even explained that to them. Because what I'm saying is this shit is all brand new this semester. And I'm going at it the way I didn't design it to work. Because I didn't think, even though They love me. I didn't think it was working. I just, even though I know it's going to take time, I just think I needed to do more, and I did. These guys know it. They see it. And I'm sure they appreciate it. Why? Because it's helping them. That's what they wanted. They didn't want to talk with no damn Rosebud. Man, if they had to come to class and I'm talking that damn Rosebud shit, they probably would have threw eggs on me if they seen me, man. They want to hear some real life-altering shit. Don't nobody want to hear about no exploits of goddamn Rosebud. And I'm a firm believer. You can't win today's ball game with yesterday's score. I'm scoring now. And what I show fucking dudes that fuck with me is that I'm 65 years old. Doing it like I have always done it. And that's the way I want to do it. Now, come on. And I'm telling you for a fact. What's up, 713?
Yeah, this is Dave. That's why I love you, Professor, because, I mean, you're 65, and you lived a lifetime already that motherfuckers wish they could live, and you say that you still moving on because you're doing shit where you want to remember when you 85 and 90, and you can't remember, you know, you still working on yourself. So I love
you. Hey, I'm living in today, Dave. I'm not living in yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You know what? That's cool, man. Thanks. Hey, that's right. I'm living in today, you know, and I'm letting everybody know it's possible. I am a street-ass motherfucker, but when I got done with the streets, I got educated formally. What I'm saying is you might get educated first formally. Who cares how it goes? I'm only saying educated first, get this game second, you still got both sides of the coin. Have a game first. Educated second, you just got both sides of the coin. That's all it is, bro. Don't matter when somebody got it or what the hell, how. It matters that you get it if you want it. Not like me or any other motherfucker. Get it the way you want to get it. Because that's what it's about, man. Another big part of your foundation is realizing your life is about you. Your life is not about your friends. It's not about your family, although your family plays a major part in your life. So, of course, you're going to look out as best you can for your family and friends and responsibilities, but that's only because you're a selfish, conceited bastard and you wouldn't feel like you was you if you didn't do that. Everything I do is because it makes me me. It ain't because I'm a nice guy, even though it's a nice thing I'm doing. It's very selfish of me to need to do it so I can feel a certain way. I'm not mad at me for identifying that in me. I just roll with it. I do the shit. And whoever's seeing it think it's a nice thing. Hey, if I help this lady across the street because I think she might need some help, they say, oh, look at that nice man. Man, I'm the kind of motherfucker I was about to walk past her. But then I said to myself, nigga, you know, you wouldn't be shit if you do that. So then, oh, ma'am, can I help you? Woo? Take my time. Woo. But, you know, it's not guilt. It's just challenging myself. I don't want to be callous. I think callous, though. I think callously. But I don't want to be that way. So I handle my thoughts. I'm telling you, I'm one dude. I am not afraid to think about shit. I think about failing all the time. That's why I get up whatever I'm thinking about failing about is something that I'm doing that's new. And until they start doing whatever the hell I wanted to do, I'm not going to feel like it's going to work, even though everything I'm doing is exactly what I thought to do. I'm still thinking it ain't going to work until I see it start working. But the reverse of that is, as long as I think like that, I stay on it. I just stay on it. So I think that's a good combination for me. I like that chaos sort of thinking, because it makes me think, you know, clearer. I know that sounds crazy. Hey, I know that sounds crazy, but I really do. I like that chaotic train of thought. You know, when I was really writing them books, I'd be into one, then I'd get bored, and then I would have to start another book. And then I would start writing on this other book, but then I would get bored with it. Then I go back to the other book. So I started writing like that. At first, that was just to keep me getting bored. But I started writing like that because I like my mind working. You know, you're writing two books, two different plots. You know, that's just a lot of things. And that's the way I am. Look, fellas, I'm going to, you know, give you some little bit of shit that you need to know if you want to have a foundation. First of all, you got to say it out loud. I didn't already say it. And next, you just have to make yourself trust your decisions. And I think one of the best ways for you motherfuckers to establish this is when you're talking to a bro. And this has to do with procrastinating, with stopping procrastinating. Just try this. When you're speaking with a woman, you just have to make yourself think, oh, man, she ain't even, man. You got to make yourself think that. She ain't even worth this time. You know, bitch. You're thinking like that because at the same time, you're looking for her to say something that's actually going to kind of convince you to take another look. So what you're looking for is how well she's listening to you. So once you see that she's listening to you for real, then you got to take another look at her. But what that also do when you make tell yourself that you make yourself think she's wasting your time, that also make you go hard on her. Because you got to think about it. The way you start is the way you end. So otherwise, if you start out proper, you know, not hard, rough, but hard, not taking no shit, you ain't never got to change. At least that's how it worked for me. So, I mean, just try that shit. That shit is really fucking true. Now, let's say you see she's wasting your time. Then I don't mean abruptly leave, and I don't mean sit there politely and excuse yourself. But I do make a scene. Not a big scene. I'm talking about just a scene between me and her. Otherwise, I stand up fast. Damn, fuck, I got to get out. You wasting my, whatever I do. And this is so I can turn and abruptly leave. But this really confirms whether or not you were wasting your time. Because if she allows you to leave, she didn't want to fuck with you no way. She thought she was going to buy her some drinks or whatever. But if she, you know, didn't realize that she was turning you off, she'll say, hey, wait a minute. And you turn around. But what I'm saying is, this takes 3 minutes. This shit takes 3 minutes. I ain't finna even talk past that long if I see anything that tell me not to talk. And I'm looking for any kind of thing to not talk to baby, whoever it is. I ain't trying to waste my time. I'm quite the opposite of y'all. Y'all looking for her to be giving you action, and bitches know how to subtly give you action without really giving you action, because they know how fertile your mind is when they're talking to you. And you'll imagine, because she smiled and touched your arm, you'll imagine you got big action. Oh my God, she just touched me. Oh shit. And she can see it. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe me. You can believe yourself. And you can keep doing exactly what you've been doing. And just wait till I have my students posting about their goddamn progress. Yeah. I'm out.